Republican lawmakers in the Assembly have voted in favor of legislative district maps that were originally proposed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. It's Wednesday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, state lawmakers passed a tax cut package that would spend down Wisconsin's budget surplus if signed into law. And the largest cross-country ski race in North America will still be held later this month. Stay with us.
Community support makes these 10 minutes of Wisconsin news possible. Your gift now at wpr.org/givewitoday makes the news you can use on Wisconsin Today available to you and everyone else. Thank you.
The state legislature has passed new legislative voting maps that were drawn by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. As Rich Kramer reports, it could end a redistricting lawsuit pending before the state Supreme Court.
A memo from the Legislative Reference Bureau says the maps passed Tuesday are identical to what Evers submitted to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. They passed the state Senate and Assembly, with most Republicans supporting the maps and most Democrats opposing them. On the Assembly floor, Republican Speaker Robin Voss said it pained him to say it, but he called the maps a huge win for Evers.
So whether we like it or not, Wisconsinites hopefully will have new maps in November. Ones that I think Republicans will still be very competitive on, albeit the legislature will be up for grabs.
In an interview over the weekend, Evers said he would sign his maps into law. A spokesperson for the governor said Tuesday his position hasn't changed. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Meanwhile, Assembly Republicans have also passed a package of tax cuts that would spend down what's left of Wisconsin's historic budget surplus. The plan would reduce income taxes for many earners. It also includes targeted tax cuts for retirees, married couples, and child care expenses. Overall, it would reduce state revenue by about $1.4 billion per year. GOP backers, including Representative Nick Redinger, argue the state's surplus is better off in the hands of residents.
Let's stop holding this multi-billion-dollar surplus as a slush fund here in Madison, which can only be used to grow government, and instead return it back to the taxpayers it belongs to, Mr. Speaker. It's their money.
Democrats, however, argued the package would return Wisconsin to the days of budget deficits. Most of the plans passed along party lines, but the child care tax cut passed with a broad bipartisan vote. Bipartisan bills would use revenue from concealed carry licenses to help fund Wisconsin's school safety office. Sarah Lear has more.
Wisconsin's Office of School Safety gives out grants and training so districts can improve security. It also runs a 24-hour hotline to field tips about threats, bullying, and mental health crises. But Wisconsin's Democratic Attorney General Josh Call has warned the office will need to cut positions once federal pandemic relief runs out. Call supports legislation which would extend funding for safety office positions until the fall of 2025. Close to $1 million in revenue would come from fees charged to gun owners who get concealed carry licenses. Republican Senator Romaine Quinn says lawmakers aim to negotiate a more permanent funding source in Wisconsin's next budget.
It's just a stopgap to get us through until we can actually have a budget conversation.
Wisconsin created the school safety office in the aftermath of the 2018 mass shooting in Parkland, Florida. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Healthcare systems in western Wisconsin say they're adding hospital beds and expanding services ahead of the closure of two hospitals and a network of clinics. Hospital Sisters Health System will close their facilities in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, along with Prevea Health Clinics in western Wisconsin. The facilities are set to end operations on or before April 21st. In response, Aspirus Health announced yesterday that they'll be adding bed space at their hospitals in Stanley and Medford. Matt Haywood is CEO and president of Aspirus.
We know that there's going to be a large number of people that are displaced and looking for health care needs. And so at this time, we're looking to provide access for them.
Marshfield Clinic Health System said last week that they'll be adding 12 new beds for labor and delivery at their hospital in Eau Claire. Mayo Clinic Health System will also add space at their birth center. The system said in a statement that they're looking for ways to care for more patients in the emergency departments at their five hospitals in northwestern Wisconsin. The largest cross-country ski race in North America will still be held later this month in Cable, despite a lack of snow. As Danielle Kading reports, organizers say skiers will race on a shortened course over several days for its 50th anniversary.
The 50-kilometer American Birkebeiner typically runs from Cable to downtown Hayward, but a warmer-than-normal winter is forcing skiers to compete on man-made and stockpiled snow. Officials with the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation said that 13,000 skiers will race laps on a 10-kilometer loop in Cable. Event director Christy Mackey says only elite skiers will take part in the 50K race.
So we hope we have tons of participants and spectators up there to really cheer this great group on. We're going to have a lot of World Cup athletes. We want to be able to celebrate this 50K race that we're going to have.
All other participants will ski laps and waves for a 30-kilometer race on Saturday, February 24th. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we'll hear from two people on how they've embraced their identities in today's episode of Wisconsin Life. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on. And in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Tyler Ditter with a story about discovering who you truly are.
While Joseph Ray Torres of Oneida was on his path of self-discovery, something finally clicked for him. He realized he was two-spirit, which for him meant embracing masculine and feminine identities. Torres talked about this with his adopted nephew and mentee, Corey Carline of Green Bay, during a StoryCorps mobile tour stop in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
My name is Corey. I am 33 years old. I am an Indigenous Mexican student, doctoral candidate at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay.
My name is Joseph, age 58. I'm a recent graduate from UWGB. I graduated with a double major in First Nations Studies and Business Administration. I am also Indigenous and Mexican. I identify as a proud two-spirit gay man as well.
When you were growing up, what did your Indigenous identities mean to you?
My mom, she went to a mission school. And so I was raised very Christian. And my dad was Mexican and Pueblo from Dallas, Texas. Because they both dealt with so much racism, even though my mom spoke full-blooded Oneida, she never spoke it to us. And my dad, who was his first language was Spanish, he would not speak it to us. They were both very loving, hardworking parents. But at the same time, I look back and I feel a little bit cheated, not because of anything they did, just because of what they went through. They didn't want us kids to go through that. But I guess I saw other Oneidas and I knew I was Oneida, but I didn't really know what it meant until years later.
What do these identities mean to you now?
Well, they help me keep grounded. They help give me self-confidence. They let me know that I have a place in society, you know, and then coming out as well was very hard. My family took it really well, and my mom, of course, being Christian, was the one that had the hardest time dealing with it. And I was really close to my mom, but because of her Christianity, her response was, believe in the power of prayer. You know, and one of the best gifts I ever received, a friend gave me a book by Walter Williams called Sexual Diversity in Native American Culture, The Flesh and the Spirit. And that really empowered me, gave me an identity that more than anything confirmed that a long time ago before Europeans, Christianity, colonization, two-spirit people were revered. It was believed we were given special gifts. We were given very high roles in our society. There was no such thing as coming out. It just was. It was believed that the Creator made us, and it was also considered to be gifted because we could understand both the masculine and the feminine side of things. And a lot of times when kids were left orphaned, they were given to a two-spirit individual, because in Native American culture, they thought, what better to raise a child than someone that has both the feminine and masculine energy to be both the mother and the father. So, and then just learning more about my culture, just reading books on my own, and especially going to UWGB and majoring in First Nation Studies, I really learned a lot more about my Oneida culture specifically. It means a lot to me now. I'm proud to be Mexican, Pueblo, Oneida, Two-Spirit, proud to be gay, proud to be everything that I am.
I've had the life-changing gift of your mentorship and advice for as long as I can remember.
Well, I'm very proud of you. You've come a long, long way, so.
We're all proud of you too.
That was Joseph Ray Torres of Oneida and Corey Carline of Green Bay. Their interview was recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Wisconsin Public Radio. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of WPR and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Tyler Ditter.
And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Once again, happy Valentine's Day to you, and thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Mallory Chang and John Davis put the show together behind the scenes today. As always, hit that subscribe button and we'll show up in your podcast feed every single weekday morning, nice and reliable. You don't have to do anything else other than click play and listen. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.